Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by Carolyn Breedlove, who is a Louisiana poet who teaches at Northwestern University in Natchitoches, Louisiana. The title of her new chapbook is Just Following the River, and the first poem is Flight Risk. In New Orleans, when I get the call, I could pack this instant and head northwest over tattered marsh, the gleaming edge of Pontchartrain, inch through the clogged interchanges of Baton Rouge, past oil wells that nod dreamily beside cane fields, and there beyond the Atchafalaya, find a two-step with accordion, prairie where the brown hawk materializes and swoops low across the road. If by that renunciation of sight I could ever put out of mind each crab, each shrimp, each turtle, any fish, any dolphin choking and thrashing its last, even one gull sitting, mired and bewildered in black surf, one greasy pelican exhausted, trying again and again to crawl over the orange boom, to tantalizing clean water beyond. Better the hard way. Draw in their anguish. Ball it up like tar. Set it afire. Use that flame for courage and light. And in their name, once more, soar. And the second poem by Carolyn Breedlove is a poem entitled Comes Fall. Hear that? The sound of the expanded world? The bubble stretched new beyond the circle? The stillness, the clarity of noises? The train out of sight and voices I know are only speaking quietly? This is how I tell it's fall now. That and the light, thin and sharp, drafted in clear shafts, pencil marks almost visible through the wash. Everything's waiting. You can hold up your hand and see through it. Never mind that it's hot still. That lies. Listen, you can hear the faint ticking, the creaking of the universe, I swear. The sighing of many small creatures working against time. The groaning deep within the earth as it hurtles us all toward winter.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.